Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osa Kelim min ha'eshes. If someone made Kelim from eshes, which is something that could not have become tameh because it's it's not a kli, the item that they make it from. So if someone made a kli from this eshes, whatever it is, umin ha'charara, or from charara, which is the first step of making metal kelim, is by melting the metal and forming it into a charara, which is like a, it's charara literally means like a cake. It's because it's shaped like a cake. Umin hasovev shel galgal, or from the rim of a wheel that goes around, a wooden wheel, to protect it when because otherwise a wooden wheel would break immediately when if it was a wooden wheel on a wagon that has to go on rough terrain. So there was a metal rim around the wheel. Umin hatas, or from sheet metal, umenatzipuyin, or from metal plating, mi kane kelim, from the metal bases of kelim, ume agne kelim, from the metal rims of kelim, me ozne kelim, from the metal handles of kelim, min hasholes, from scrap metal that was taken off of a kli, min hagrudos, or from metal filings that were filed off of a kli, tahorin, or any new kelim made from these are tahar, meaning the metal that they were made from, we don't assume they were tame, because where they came from could not have been Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, "Af mina ketutzos." Even if you made it from pieces of a metal kli that were cut up into pieces, they're still going to be tahar. Mishivrei kelim. But if you made a new metal kli out of broken kelim, umina grutim, or from broken pieces of fragments of kelim that fell apart, not because you broke them, but just because they fell apart over the course of time, umina masmeros shiyadua shenasu kelim, or from nails that were known to have been made from metal kelim tamein. So then the new kelim are going to become tamei because the kelim that they were made from might have been tamei. So you have to be choshesh for that. Min hamasmeros, if the new kelim were made from nails and you don't know whether those nails were made as part of kelim or not, beishamei mitamei beisil mitarin. Beishamei says that we are mitamei, beisil says that we are mitahir, because it's a svek sveka. Maybe these came from kelim, and maybe the kelim that they came from, meaning maybe they didn't come from kelim that are mekabel tuma. And even if they did come from kelim that were mekabel tuma, who says that those kelim were in fact tamei? Moving on to Mishnah Dalid. So says the Mishnah, Barzel tamei shebelolo in barzel tahar. If you have iron that's tamei, that gets mixed in with iron that is tahar, and you melt down the mixture and you make a new kli out of it. So imrov mina tamei tamei, vimrov mina tahar tahar, mechzel mechzel tamei. So we go with the majority, and if it's 50-50, then we assume tamei. V'chein min hachalma mina galalim. And if you have kli cheres that were made out of chalama or galalim, so either a certain type of clay or cow excrement, and you bake it into an oven and turn it into a kli. So if it's made mostly out of the galalim, then it's not mekabel tuma, because clay galalim are not mekabel tuma. If it's made mostly out of cheres, it is mekabel tuma, because cheres is mekabel tuma. Klostra tameya, a doorstep that has a knob on it is tamei, because it might have been made from tamei kelim. Umetzupa tahora, but if it was made from a tahar place, it's tahar even if it was plated from a tamei metal kli. Hapin v'hapurna tamein. A pin and a bolt made from tamei kelim are tamei, meaning even though you're not using them in conjunction with one another yet, they're considered to be two separate kelim, so each one is going to become tamei immediately. V'haklostra, a door stopper with a knob that's attached to the door with a rope. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, shomta mipesach zevet tola b'chavira b'shabbos. You're allowed to drag it from this door and hang it on another door on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to carry it directly. You have to just drag it by the rope. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, harehi lo kikol hakelim. No, it's like any other kelim, and therefore it's not muktza, meaning things that aren't kelim are muktza on Shabbos. But if something is a functional kli and it's not malach lelis or anything, so then it's not muktza on Shabbos. Umutaltalos b'chatzer, and therefore you're allowed to move it in a chatzer, not in a street, because you're not allowed to carry in the street, but you're allowed to move it around in a chatzer. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we discussed if you find a new metal kli and you don't know whether it was made from a tamei kli or from a tahor kli, you have to treat the new kli as possibly being tamei. But we gave a list of which ones when you could be certain that it came from a tahor kli, and when you cannot be certain, and therefore you need to be machmir. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we discussed combinations. When do we assume that if you have a combination of metal that came from a tamei source and metal that came from a Torah source, and you fashion it all into one kli, so we go with the rov, and the same is true when you have a kli made out of a combination of cheres and cow excrement. You go with the majority, and then we discussed doorstoppers and things of that nature, and whether they are mukta on Shabbos. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey.